So start by getting in a comfortable position, however that is for you. And having compassion for your body, knowing that you can move during the meditation, but doing it with as much awareness, mindful awareness as possible, slowly, gradually, relieving the body. Starting out by taking those deep breaths, breathing in through the nose, deep hold, then blow out through the mouth. Do a few more of these. If you're feeling really anxious today, continuing the deep breathing for a few more breaths. But resting with your object of focus, if it's your breath, bringing your awareness to regular breathing, the type of breathing you'd be doing if you weren't focusing on your breath. Or if you have a different object, like the light going in and out of the body from the outside of the nose into the chest, or the light going up and down the spine through the crown of the head as you breathe. Whatever your object is, perhaps it's sound. Seeing if you can rest your awareness on your object. If you're feeling very contracted and tight, seeing if you can relax and pull back from your object a little bit, letting it be further away from you. If you feel particularly spacey and ungrounded, pulling your object closer to you, a little bit closer, finding that position that works best, it's balanced with energy and focus. Where you can be relaxed and yet aware of your object of concentration. And when the mind leaves, just very gently bringing it back, celebrating that you're awake for this one moment, alert, aware. Doing your best not to yank yourself back. We're practicing kindness to ourselves, and we're breaking the habit of judging ourselves harshly. If anything, we're congratulating ourselves for having a moment of awareness. you like to do mental noting, you'll note your experience. It's a silent label whisper in the mind. In, out, up, down, hearing. Coolness, warmth, tingling. Whatever your experience of your object is. So remembering yesterday when I instructed that you're aware your object is predominant in your experience, and yet you're still aware of all the background sounds or thoughts that might stream in and out, so they're not a problem, allowing them to be there in the background, where the foreground is your object of focus. We're doing our best to keep our object predominant. Occasionally it'll become secondary or background, and some other experience will become predominant. And that's fine. Just as soon as you notice it coming back to the breath or whatever your object is, seeing if you can follow your object, if it's the breath, for 3 whole breaths from beginning to end. If you're counting, seeing if you can count to 10. And if you were able to follow your object with sustained awareness, congratulating yourself, feeling comfort in that. And trying it again. And now we're going to switch from one-pointed concentration to momentary concentration to choiceless awareness. You can still have your breath in the background if you like, but you're aware of whatever your predominant experience is at this moment, whether it's the sound of my voice, sounds outside, or sensations in the body, or memories or feelings, being aware of them as they arise and as they pass away. Doing your best to not jump onto any of them, not grab them, feed them, get enthralled with them. It's just like resting in this moment. If your mind starts going crazy and can't handle this kind of freedom, then bringing it back to concentration, concentrating on the object. Otherwise, staying in the flow of the arising and passing away of experience in this moment. And if the mind wanders away, realizing to come back to your predominant experience of this moment. It might be a sweet smell, sound. And notice how this feels differently from concentration, the other form of concentration. May feel more expansiveness, more space, more ease perhaps, less striving. Nothing to do, just be present with whatever is arising this moment. And now this moment. You can drop in the inquiry every so often, the mental label. What is the mind aware of now? Noticing if your predominant experience is felt as pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. And notice if the mind is craving more of a particular experience and less of another. Seeing that clearly and choosing instead to just continue to be aware of whatever's in your predominant experience. And of course, if an experience is really strong, taking over the mind, heart, or body, then you turn towards it and you practice the rain practice with it, recognizing your experience, accepting and allowing it to be as it is, investigating how it shows up in the body, the heart, the mind, without getting carried away with it, practicing non-attached, kind awareness. Until that energy dissipates, and noticing whatever else is most predominant after that. So choosing to come back to your bodies, taking a few deep breaths, coming back into this moment with your eyes open, and doing your best to maintain this awareness throughout your day.